You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There are about 350 homeless veterans in Wisconsin at any given time. Now, homes that provide stable housing for veterans who need it are closing. One is set to shut its doors this week. Democrats are calling on Republicans to take action. Lisa Hale reports.
Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein used the cool temperatures to highlight the importance of keeping the Green Bay and Chippewa Falls facilities open past September 30th when their funding runs out.
They can do it this week, they can do it next week, they can do it any time in the month of September, and we could pass the bill on the floor in October. It's a cool day out here today. The weather is going to get worse. We need to take care of our veterans today.
This summer, the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee removed the program from Governor Tony Evers' budget. Senator Jeff Smith of Brunswick called closing the facilities cruel.
I couldn't be more disgusted with the majority party and how they've chosen the tack they've chosen to take when it comes to supporting our veterans.
The VHRP provides critical temporary housing, job training, and support services to military veterans experiencing homelessness. Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay.
If the Bellevue and Chippewa Falls facilities close, we'll lose 41 beds, and that means that dozens of Wisconsin veterans will be at risk of spending the winter on the street, and those veterans will be disproportionately from northern Wisconsin.
Meanwhile, on the Republican side of the aisle, Senator Andre Jacques of DePere has submitted the Respect Our Wisconsin Veterans Service Act, which includes funding to keep the facilities open, among other provisions. The Associated Press reports that the Wisconsin Senate will not meet on the floor this month. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
It's the first Monday of the new school year, kids' first full week back in class. Families are starting to work out the kinks in their new routines as they settle in. But one survey from the Casey Foundation shows 4 out of 5 parents have a hard time making balanced, nutritious meals for their kids. That can be for a wide variety of reasons. And health experts want to ensure kids are eating well. Melissa Kay reports.
Having a balanced diet is important for kids year-round. During the school year, eating healthy meals can not only help with growth and development, it can help keep kids focused and sustain their energy throughout the school day.
Various nutrients that are important for school age consist of the carbohydrates, nutrient-rich carbohydrates, protein, and healthy fats throughout the day.
That's Tammy Licari, a diabetes educator and registered dietitian with Aspirus Health. She recommends having well-balanced meals and snacks throughout the day, but that doesn't have to be complicated.
Ultimately, to have a balanced breakfast, aiming to try to include a dairy, protein, and a carbohydrate.
That can be as easy as whole grain toast with peanut butter, fruit, and a glass of milk.
If they're getting a little bit of nutrition before they're off on the school bus or on their walk to school.
If kids are reluctant to try new foods, Licari says getting them involved in the meal planning can help.
Anytime that you can get the child involved with the meals, even meal prep, then that usually goes a long way to what they are going to eat in the end.
Licari also says parents don't have to be perfect to make a difference. Small changes and building healthy eating habits now helps set kids up for a successful future.
That's Melissa Kay. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Rangers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Lone Star State tonight, opening a 3-game series against the Texas Rangers. Milwaukee with a 10-2 win over the Pirates yesterday in Pittsburgh, completing a 3-game sweep. Manager Pat Murphy says that 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski learned a few lessons pitching into the 7th inning.
I can only tell you this is a great learning experience for him, and he answered the bell today and did a very, very nice job.
College football, the Badgers now preparing to play number 19th ranked Alabama, Wisconsin beating Middle Tennessee State 42-10 over the weekend. The Packers celebrating a decisive 27-13 win over the Lions. Matt LaFleur grateful to the 77,000 fans who attended, but didn't like there were so many Lions fans in the stands.
The fans that showed up brought great energy, and the fans that sold their tickets to all those Lions fans got to be better.
That's the Packers head coach, Matt LaFleur, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're game for making some early plans for Valentine's Day 2026, there is a new softcore adult film that hits the big screen on that special day. It's called Wuthering Heights. That's right, this classic novel from the 1800s fell into the hands of Saltburn writer-director Emerald Fennell. Who better to adapt Emily Bronte and add some Cinemax runch? According to the New York Post, social media users compare the trailer to 50 Shades of Grey, with many calling it softcore porn. These days, that will most likely get more butts in the seats than a highbrow retelling of an 1847 literary classic. Wuthering Heights stars Margot Robbie, who is also producing the film, and Jacob Elordi, who is a contributor to part of the infamous bathtub scene in Saltburn. Fennell's other credits include the show Killing Eve, which was a bit over the top but a fun watch, and Promising Young Woman, which was excellent. Form your own opinion of the new iteration of Wuthering Heights by heading to the Google and checking out the trailer. Spike Lee's new film, Highest to Lowest, starring Denzel Washington, was supposed to be a wide release in theaters a couple weeks ago, but the game plan changed. Instead, it was released in a limited run, but is now available to stream. This is the fifth time Lee and Washington have worked together. Highest to Lowest is a thriller that tells the story of a music mogul played by Washington who is being ransomed. The film had its premiere at Cannes, but as of September 5th, you can now see it for free, sort of, if you have Apple TV. I recently discussed the kids' show Bluey on Nightlight with my Civic Media colleague, Stuart J. Waddles. During the interview, we talked about this great show that he watches with his kids. It's funny, sweet, and sort of hypnotic in moments. Well, Stuart, his kids, and all fans of Bluey will be happy to know there is a feature film version on the way. If you haven't seen Bluey, prepare to be dazzled. Disney and BBC have announced that it will hit the big screen August 6th of 2027. Rarely do you see a documentary where there is nothing negative said about the subject. That's because many documentarians pride themselves on their objectivity. Having said that, apparently there is nothing negative in a new documentary about actor-comedian John Candy because he was such a swell guy. I Like Me is directed by Colin Hanks, who never shared the silver screen with Candy, but his dad Tom starred opposite Candy in Splash and Volunteers. Something interesting viewers will learn about Candy in this doc was that John Candy, who weighed over 300 pounds, never liked to get easy laughs because of his weight and refused, when asked, to do scenes shirtless. He was funny enough and relied on his incredible talent as an actor and comedian. John Candy died in his sleep on the set of Wagons East in 1994 at the age of 43. I Like Me drops on Prime October 10th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. After the chilly temperatures as of late, warmer readings are on the way this week. Partly sunny and a high in the low 70s today. Some showers and storms late tonight and into tomorrow. Low tonight, mid-50s, high in the mid-70s tomorrow. Right now it's 50.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.